The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Buddy, Bill Buckmaster, back in the saddle again. Ray Allen with us, producing and engineering the show on the other side of the glass. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday. It is May 29th, 2018, my first day back from a lovely couple of weeks vacation. Some people I quickly want to thank because they did not only hold the fort down, but presented outstanding programs in my absence. We'll begin with the gentleman on the other side of the glass. Thank you, Ray. Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who is in studio with me and ready to do his segment in about 10 minutes. Shelley Fishman, thanks, Shelley. You had two very excellent shows while I was away. Dan Gibson, Visit Tucson. Thanks, Dan. Ryan Hansen, Bon Voyage Travel. It was fun talking with Ryan while I was in the Bahamas doing a segment with him. Commentator Jim Kelly, Dan Scheer, editor Green Valley News, Sahil Rita Sun, and Dylan Smith, editor and publisher of the TucsonSentinel.com. Thank you all very much. Let's go right to the live line. Dr. Kelly Ward is with us, former state senator, U.S. Senate candidate, Republican, involved in a three-way race in the primary. Dr. Ward, how are you?
Hey, Bill, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Let's cut to the chase. How are you going to win this three-way primary with Congresswoman McSally and former Sheriff Joe?
Well, things are going extremely well in our race. I am the front runner at this point, and I'm aiming to stay there. I think that people are looking for a thoughtful, proven, conservative leader, and somebody who has a track record of actually getting results. And as more and more people around the state find out about me and about my excellent record in the Arizona State Senate, they want me to go to Washington and represent them, to be their voice, to be their backbone, and to be the person who brings great policy ideas to the floor of the United States Senate. We put that to work for the people of Arizona and the people of America.
Your cell is breaking up just a little bit. Do you want to call us quickly right back? Would that be best?
Let me try you from a landline. I'll do it.
Do it. Call us right back. All right.
Call you right back.
All right. Dr. Kelly Ward with us on the cell phone, and she's going to give us a call back on the line. I just felt, Ray, it was just not, you know, where we want it to be, because a lot of people, let's face it, Dr. Ward has a large following, and they want to hear what she says, and they don't want it to be, there she is, they don't want it breaking up. So let's get her right back on the air. Dr. Ward with us?
Hey, I'm here, Bill. You know, I'm standing in the house that I rent in Phoenix.
Okay.
In the middle of Phoenix, and you would think that my cell service would be excellent.
I know.
But it just isn't the case.
I know, and I just made that decision because you have a large following. People want to hear what you have to say.
This sounds better, yeah?
Yeah, and even if they don't want to hear it breaking up. Okay, what about North Korea? We had Congresswoman McSally was over in Korea. Do you think that summit is going to take place?
You know, I think that the president is a master of negotiating. You know, he wrote an entire book about it, The Art of the Deal, and I think that this is part of it. What I've seen since we have strengthened our military and we are acting from a position of strength is that we are experiencing the Reagan doctrine of peace through strength, whether it was getting out of the Iran deal, which was a terrible deal for the world, but also for the United States and for Israel in particular. And we saw hostages returned, healthy hostages, not in the state of Otto Warmbier from North Korea. And so I think that that the president is playing this just right, and I think that, you know, I hope that he will get to the table and that we can denuclearize the Korean Peninsula and perhaps reunite North and South Korea into one great country.
What did you think of Senator Flake's remarks? Of course, Senator Flake has decided he is not seeking re-election. What did you think of his commencement remarks at Harvard, the law speech?
Well, you know, he said he thinks America has hit bottom. I think the only thing that's hit bottom is Jeff Flake and his credibility. He was speaking with such horrific language about being civil, and it was just kind of ironic that the language that he was using to...
I can't believe it. Oh, there we go. Okay.
You know, saying that our presidency has been debased by a figure who has seemingly a bottomless appetite for destruction and division and only a passing familiarity of how the Constitution works, that's ridiculous. The president is leading this country in the direction that the majority of the people in this country and the majority of states and the majority of voters wanted to go. They want an America First agenda to secure our border, to get rid of Obamacare, to build our military to full strength and take care of our veterans, and of course to build our economy and make sure that we control our spending so we leave this country a better place for our children, our grandchildren, and beyond. So for Jeff Flake to go to Harvard Law and say these things was ridiculous.
There are all sorts of rumors going around that Governor Ducey has been urged by the Senator McCain's family to, when the senator does step down, that the governor will appoint Cindy McCain to be his choice to replace Senator McCain. What are some of your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I'm still praying for Senator McCain and his family in this time of terrible time of health crisis. You know, it's going to be up to Governor Ducey what he decides to do. I think that we've got some excellent candidates out here who have been doing amazing work, who have a proven track record of success, who can go to the United States Senate and get the job done. So I hope that when he makes that decision, he's going to consider all of the options and put the person in who he thinks is going to best serve the people of Arizona.
You were the first to turn in all the signatures for the office?
Yes, I was, and turned in over 12,000 signatures, and people are excited to have the opportunity to vote for me.
Where do you see yourself differing with Congresswoman McSally? What are the major points that you would like to emphasize?
Well, I am a person that believes in fiscal sanity and spending restraint. She's been a big spender under Obama and under Trump. She's the only Republican in the Arizona delegation who voted for the horrific omnibus bill that included so much poison, including $500 million for Planned Parenthood. That's one. Number two, she supported TPP, which was not a good deal for America. She's voted for amnesty at least 9 times, but now she's kind of flip-flop border hawk. And wants everybody to believe that now suddenly she's on the side of border security and no amnesty. She even went as far as to remove her name from a bill that she knew was politically horrific for her. And so, you know, I think people want someone reliable, someone with a great principled approach to legislating, somebody who's brought forth bipartisan policy ideas and has gotten it through the process and to the executive's desk. When I was in the Senate, I got 19 of my own bills as well as 18 other bills that I signed on to and worked with, so 37 bills in 1 year through the legislative process and to the governor's desk. And the majority of those bills were bipartisan bills. And I did it by presenting great ideas that people on the right and people on the left really had no choice but to agree with and got on board with so that we could put great things in place for all of the people of Arizona, regardless of what party they happen to be in.
You mentioned at the beginning of the interview that the polling indicates, your polling indicates that you are in the lead. Could you elaborate just a little bit on that?
Sure. It's not my polling. It's a poll that was done by Ohio Predictive and ABC showing that I'm up by 9 points on McSally and 14 points on Arpaio. And I know that there are other polls out there showing very, very similar results. So things are looking great. And that's what we're seeing on the ground as we travel all over the state. Believe me, I have traveled the state. And just last week, I was in Flagstaff, Tucson, Scottsdale, Mesa, Prescott, Lake Havasu, Kingman, and now back to Phoenix today.
Is there any chance Sheriff Joe may drop out of this or may not have enough signatures?
You know, I don't know. He says he's running.
Mm-hmm. Well, We'll find out, I guess, as the deadline for the signatures comes up. Where are you going to be? You say we're in Tucson. You want to promote any events that you've got coming up?
Oh, we're going to be all over the place. People can find out about them at kelliward.com, KelliWard.com. And if they sign up there with their zip code, we will actually email when we'll be in your neck of the woods so you don't miss out on coming out and having your opportunity to build the two-way relationship that is so important in a representative republic. I look forward to representing the people of Tucson, the people of Phoenix, and the people from the entire state of Arizona in a way that they can be proud of in the United States Senate.
Dr. Kelly Ward, a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Kelly Ward with us as we get going here on our Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show, one of my favorite bakeries. In fact, it is my favorite bakery, not one of them. It's Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. They're on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. The owner, Steve and Sherry, do such a great job with all of their baked goods. Steve and his team of bakers get up so early in the morning. Go by right now. Have a sandwich on that wonderful bread. Have a brownie for dessert, my personal favorite. Go to Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, and go to BuckmasterShow.com for a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and all the partners who support the Buckmaster Show. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday during the noon hour, a newsmaker interview with the new head football coach at the University of Arizona. We'll meet Kevin Sumlin. Also, May is National Historic Preservation Month, Historian Ken Scoville joins us. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Here he is, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, should I have stayed in the Bahamas?
You should have stayed in the Bahamas and declared today Monday, not Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome home.
Coming home to a market that's down 500 points.
Close to 500 points.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah. Hey, Shell, before we continue, thank you very much. You put together all our guest hosts had great shows. You had a couple of really good ones. The one with James Reel about the connection of classical music to modern pop music. Who would have thought that a group like The Doors actually borrowed from some classical music?
Yeah, there's just so many instances of that. Yeah. I mean, these guys today, these pop musicians, are very, very well versed in the whole repertoire. They grow up understanding classical music. They understand chord structure and so many things that are critical to becoming successful musicians, and they use that knowledge throughout their careers. And James is such a wealth of knowledge. I mean, I thought I knew a little bit about music, but boy, sitting in the same room
with
him.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I ran into him yesterday at Whole Foods, and I told him, you know, you and Shelley put together a great show. He's so talented, James Reel, from AZPM, of course, the classical morning announcer at AZPM. Hit that show and the one you did last Tuesday on economics is really worth it. Both are on buckmastershow.com.
Right. Last week's show, what we tried to do is peel back the onion a little bit on what is a credit union and why do credit unions exist and how do they measure themselves and how do they try to make the client experience different, say, from going into a big bank. And then I had my boss on as well, who is a person who's involved in the financial services industry on the brokerage side, on the side of financial advisors and financial planning.
From Securities America, yeah.
Yeah, no, well, he's not with Securities America, but he's with the Credit Union Financial Network.
Okay.
And therefore, kind of my boss.
Uh-huh.
But in his business, he's put together a very large team of advisors that work out of credit unions to give financial advice, brokerage services, financial planning to members of the credit union. We also have a couple of independents, such as myself, who are not or no longer affiliated with a credit union, who have our clients and we see those clients in a private setting.
Yeah, kind of got into the workings of the financial services industry, and maybe did it go a little too deep in some areas?
Well, you know, anytime you try to deal with subjects like that, you have to make some assumptions about what the audience knows and what your listeners know. And I think there are a couple of things that we could probably clarify. A little bit better. And one of the things is, you know, we talk about what's a broker-dealer and we talk about what is a stock exchange and why do we need those things. So if you've got a company, let's call it American Tinker Toy Company, you probably have an investor relations department, but they can't deal with the millions of people who may want to own stock in your company. You need a middleman. That middleman is called an exchange or a market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, turns out the markets can't really deal with all those millions of people either. The exchanges can't. So they need another middleman. So if we put American Tinker Toy kind of on the right, and then we put the exchanges, the New York Stock Exchange, American Stock Exchange, and NASDAQ, kind of one step to the left, and these are not political steps.
No,
these are just visual steps.
Mm-hmm.
And all the way on the left are people who want to do the investing. Well, if all of those people called exchanges to try to invest, the exchanges wouldn't be able to handle. So there needs to be yet another middle person.
Kind of a market maker?
Well, yeah, they're kind of broker-dealers. They're broker-dealers, and it's those broker-dealers who deal with the exchanges and deal with the clients. Now, some broker-dealers are small independents, and when you work with one of their advisors, you're never buying any shares out of their own inventory. But when you work with the very large broker-dealers, in order to really be able to meet the needs of advisors and the clients quickly and on any given day, very often these large broker-dealers will maintain an inventory of stock that they can sell in and out of. Now, one of the advantages there is that the spread between the buy and sell costs can be condensed a little bit. And when they do that, it's called making a market in a stock. So if I'm American Tinkertoy, I had an initial public offering and maybe some follow-up offerings.
What's called an IPO?
An IPO. And so I issued several hundred million shares of stock in the primary market. And the underwriter tried to sell all of those shares when I issued them to people who were interested in pre-subscribing to those shares. That's the last that American Tinkertoy sees of those shares, because now they're out there, okay? So if I want to buy a share of American Tinkertoy, I need to find somebody who's willing to sell a share of American Tinkertoy. And I do that by going through a broker-dealer who goes through an exchange, and it's the exchange that makes the match between the people who want to sell those shares and the people who want to buy those shares. And they deal in what's called the secondary market. So all of this stock stuff that you hear every day is all secondary market stuff, because the initial public offering has already happened. Now, the big exception to that, Bill, is typical open-ended mutual funds. Typical open-ended mutual funds, when you buy a mutual fund, every time you buy a share of a mutual fund, you're buying a brand new share that's never been held or tainted by anybody else before. And anytime you sell one of those shares, you're selling it back to the mutual fund. Okay, now you might go through a broker-dealer, but you don't go through an exchange.
That's a very direct relationship.
That's a very direct relationship. And so it is possible to actually have a direct relationship with a typical mutual fund family, but you very rarely would have a direct relationship with a company like American Tinkertoy, or let's be more specific, IBM, or Google, or one of those companies, except when they offer reinvestment into their stocks of dividends. Then they will try to handle that to an extent by themselves, but even then they find a middleman to work with. So this whole idea of the structure of financial markets is there to make it possible for very, very large numbers of people to deal with very, very large numbers of stock and large numbers of companies in an orderly way. And that's kind of what all of that is about. And I didn't think that we made that entirely as clear as we could have last week.
How about fees, the negotiable fees? This gets very complicated.
Yeah. You know, there's no such thing as a set fee.
Right.
In my industry. When you sit down with an advisor and you're talking about that advisor's experience and your own objectives for investing, you should know that the fee that you may be charged or you will be charged is almost always negotiable. Now, that's not to say that if you're a good bargainer, you'll get a better deal than if somebody who isn't a good bargainer. But it is to say that there are several ways of structuring fees. And every advisor has probably several ways of looking at how to charge an individual an appropriate fee that will feel comfortable to that individual. And, you know, that might be a flat fee per year, and that flat fee might be different depending upon the amount of money you're investing with that person as a percentage of the total investment. Or maybe you just pay for trades, or maybe you buy products and pay for those products that way.
So fee, the fees really are negotiable.
The structure is negotiable, and the rates are very often negotiable as well. So don't be intimidated by a financial advisor. They may know a little bit more about you, but they're They really are trained to be very reactive to your needs and the things that make sense for you as an investor.
All right, before we wrap it up, final 30 seconds, Shelley, the markets today, what can you say about the situation?
Uncertainty is what makes markets terribly volatile. Mm-hmm. Today, the uncertainty is the flavor
future
of the day
of
is
Euro.
The future of the euro, the future of Italy's membership in the European Union and in the eurozone. Italy is the third largest economy in the European Union. When Brexit happens, they'll be the second largest. And so uncertainty about what's going to happen, and now they've got a new set of elections, that is spooking everybody right now.
All right, Shelley Fishman. Again, Shell, thanks very much for your support. Appreciate it.
Again, welcome back, Bill.
Thank you very much.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster. Just delighted to be back with you. This portion of the program presented by Green Things, where there are exciting things happening. Zocalo, located at 2924 East Broadway near the corner of Country Club and Broadway, will be moving soon to a new location at Green Things, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park on River. So that means all that great Zocalo merchandise from Mexico and Latin America, it's available right now at a deeply discounted pre-move sale. So check it out near the corner of Country Club and Broadway. Let's go now on the live line. State Senator Steve Smith, Republican from the community of Maricopa, is with us on the live line. And Senator Smith has tossed his hat into the ring running in CD number one for Congress. Senator Smith, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about why you've decided to run for Congress.
Well, you know, Bill, it's the work that we've been able to do in Arizona in my role in the Senate. I'm the chairman of the Commerce and Public Safety Committee in the state of Arizona. So anything in Arizona that touches our economy, economic development, jobs, and police, military, border security, all comes through my committee in the Senate. And so the work that we've been able to do there to move Arizona from 49th in the nation in job growth a few years ago to fourth, to make us number one in the nation for entrepreneurs, to make us one of the most friendly second military states in the nation, all those things. I want to do the exact same thing in Washington. Lord knows these are not just limited to a regional problem. It's many of these are national issues. And so I want to do the same thing. I want to keep making sure our economy is rip-roaring. I want to make sure our military heroes have the care that they need. And we just want to do the same thing we've been able to do in Arizona and magnify it across the country.
How is the primary shaking up on the Republican side?
You know, primaries are a great thing, and it gives our voters choices. But I'll tell you, Bill, I've been fortunate enough to represent this area for several years in the legislature. So I believe the people that can all hear my voice right now, many of them have already supported us. We have a very, very strong support base all throughout Pima County, down to Pinal County, and all the way up. And in CD1, as you know, the hub, the base, the voting block for the primary is right in our neck of the woods that we're speaking of. And so the people here have known what we've done for the state. Again, I'm ranked as the number one conservative legislator in the entire state of Arizona. I'm one of only two people to ever receive the Lifetime Achievement Award from our law enforcement officers, all 15,000 officers across the country. Just about a month ago, gosh, I got honored with the biggest award of my career. It's the Copper Shield Award for all the work that we've done for our veterans, and so on and so forth. We're very well positioned. We got a very strong message, great team, great campaign. We're endorsed by folks like Ted Cruz and our congressmen and women throughout Arizona. So our message is loud and strong. We run the platform of God, family, country. We want to make Arizona and America the greatest places in the world as they are now, and we want to keep pushing it.
What do you think of Congressman O'Halloran, the incumbent?
Well, Congressman O'Halloran, I think, has not been doing the job he needs to be doing, and that's why he now has his own primary, and he now has other people in their party that don't appreciate what he's doing. Don't forget, he used to be a Republican, then he turned into an independent, then he turned into a Democrat, and I think he's the perfect definition of a politician, doing and saying whatever may or may not be needed to try to curry favor. And I just ask, what has he done for the people these last 2 years in the Congress? I can show you what I've done. I've got a record. I've got a record of achievement, and I put it up to anybody in the state of Arizona for what we've done, just not for our economy and our prison system, for our prisoners getting out, for our police, for our fire, for our military, all that stuff. I started building border fences before it was cool to build border fences. The first bill I wrote in 2011 was to build our border fence in Arizona. And so I can show people what I've done, but unfortunately I don't think our current congressman can do the same.
790-2040 is our live line number, and Matthew would like to join in the conversation. Matthew, you're with Senator Steve Smith.
Yes, Senator Smith, I'm gonna pivot here to an issue involving the legislature. I know you're running for CD1, and I congratulate you on that. But you still are serving a state senator, I believe, and if the governor calls a special session. Pima County property owners are very upset with the legislature, for playing, you know, with the property tax valuations
concerning TUSD
because of the segregate TUSD issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no problem with being critical of TUSD and the DSEG issue and all the rest of it, but what the legislature did has now upset every property owner in the TUSD boundaries and more.
Okay.
It's not just the TUSD boundaries. Trust me, nobody that owns property in TUSD's boundaries just lives in TUSD. They live all over southern Arizona.
All right. Let's let Senator Smith weigh in here. What do you think?
Sure. So this desegregation issue was a big one. The governor's been trying to address this the last few years. And for those of that don't know what it is, so the years ago when our schools were being, I mean, decades ago, literally when our schools were being, well, desegregated, the federal government and sent in money and the state had money to help try to desegregate the schools. Now, I certainly can't imagine in the year 2018, people think there's still a desegregation problem in our schools. But unfortunately, some of the school districts, mine included, and where I live in this, you know, in the city of Maricopa, my schools are recipients of that money as well. And the taxpayers all around the state of Arizona have said, why are we, if I live in Yuma, if I live in Mojave County, if I live in Maricopa County, if I live, you know, up in the Navajo Nation, if I live anywhere, if I live in Graham County, if I live in any other place that isn't in the TUSD or even the Maricopa Unified, the city Maricopa School District, why am I as a taxpayer paying money for those schools to receive desegregation dollars? If they want them still, for some reason, if they think their schools still need to be desegregated, well, then let's have them get their own money from wherever they want to get them from. And so, and that's the eternal argument each year. Why are the rest of the taxpayers across the state of Arizona paying for some of these very small districts, or in TUSD cases, a big district, for this money? I know in my area where this issue is happening too, our past superintendent was asked about this and they didn't even know what the money was for or what it was supposed to be used for. They just know they want to keep collecting it. And so again, you have to understand, taxpayers across the state, when you pass a state budget, are saying, why is my tax dollars from Yuma, or like I said, from Navajo County or Apache County, why am I funding TUSD or this small school district here to, quote, desegregate their schools? A, is this still even a problem anymore? Like, really? We're in 2018. And B, why can't they use their own money? And so when the state a couple years ago said this is a directive of the governor, TUSD sued. And so this year in the budget, the governor said, okay, if you want it so bad, you can pay for it. Now, what I told my city, and what I would recommend everybody who can hear my voice today, and if you're in the TUSD district, call your school board, call TUSD, call your county supervisors and say, we don't think we should try to be collecting desegregation dollars anymore in 2018. What are you even possibly using that money for? We don't have different drinking fountains and different bathrooms anymore. Like, what are we possibly using this money for? And can't you all just take that off the tax roll so we don't have to be taxed on it?
Do you think there will be a special session? Have you heard anything?
I have not.
Okay.
You know, I have not heard anything about it. But again, I just know that the governor is this is something that that's been very important for him the last few years. Again, it's challenging for myself because, again, I live in a district just like y'all that might live in TUSD, and I understand it. But what I told my city and my council and my school board, I said, I hope you take that off the books. Why are you charging us? Because remember, now it's gonna be our property tax by the city. Why are you even charging that anymore? What kind of desegregation issues could we possibly be facing today in 2018? Get that bad tax off the books and remove it. And that's what I'm encouraging them to do.
All right. Speaking with State Senator Steve Smith, who is running for Congress in the sprawling CD1, which is huge district. To wrap it up here, what do you have a website you would like to tell our listeners about?
Yes, sir. So if you want to find out more about me, or if you want to just call me directly on any state issue, a federal issue, anything, SteveSmithAZ.com. So, there's more than one Steve Smith, so it's SteveSmithAZ.com. Of course, it'd be my honor to continue to represent the people as I've done since 2010. And again, I'll put my record up against anybody. I'm A-plus rated by the NRA. I mean, you name it, we've got it. because we actually work and do the work. And so please call me, please reach out to me, please, whatever I can do to help, we're here to help.
We spoke with you on the last day of the legislative session. Overall, how would you characterize the state session?
You know, I remember that, Bill. We were going back and forth.
I remember.
Making votes as we were chatting. Mm-hmm. That was during the whole Red for Ed movement, where the state now has put in over will be committing over $2 billion over the next, three fiscal years or about 24 months with a teacher pay raise. I wrote a very extensive editorial that I believe all the papers in our area picked up. If you want to know where is that money going, are the teachers really getting the pay raise? Are they really doing these things? Yes, it is. Yes, it's protected. Yes, it's money that'll be going there. I think this session went well. We were able to get a lot of great things through that's going to help our areas, our vets and our police. So we did a lot of great things, but certainly a Red for Ed kind of came in at the end. But our teachers are now going to be receiving the raises that they've earned. My wife and brother and sister are all teachers, and so, I understand how hard they work, and so rest assured that money's there. The start of this school year, they should all be receiving it.
And you've got the signatures necessary to get on the ballot on the congressional race?
Oh, yes, sir. Yep, okay. We are ready to go. So when you get ready to vote in August, Steve Smith for the U.S. House, and it'd be my honor to keep on representing our great area and our great state.
All right, Steve Smith, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Senator Steve Smith with us on the Buckmaster Show. We are at exactly 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, Tuesday edition. After a holiday, of course, Tuesdays feel kind of like Mondays, but it is a Tuesday, I assure you. We'll be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
With spring in the air, summer will be here before you know it. At Bon Voyage Travel, we want to help you stay cool through the hot summer months, and there's no better way than a Holland America cruise to Alaska. There are hundreds of dates and itineraries to create your perfect Alaska vacation. Why not add a Rocky Mountaineer train journey while you're there to explore all of North America? Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110 or visit bvtravel.com.
Welcome back. It's good to be back here on the Buckmaster Show. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico always is, well, it's a good place to visit year-round, but when we get really hot in Tucson, it's pretty easy. It's an easy choice for Silver City because, well, it's at 5,000 to 7,000 feet elevation, so it's going to be cooler. They like to say, and I tend to agree, you know, 10 to 15 degrees cooler over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where there's a lot to do, great places to stay, things to do. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the Alan Parsons Live Project. That's Thursday, June 7th, known in the 1960s for his innovative sound engineering at Abbey Road Studios. Wow, the legendary Abbey Road Studios. This is called the 35th Anniversary Eye in the Sky Tour, described as a spectacularly fun performance that includes everyone's favorite Alan Parsons project hits. Then Ramsey Lewis is coming to town. That'll be the next night, June 8th, Friday, June the 8th at the Fox. What can you say? I mean, Ramsey Lewis, he is just so respected, and they're saying it's his final concert tour. Lewis has earned so many gold records. The first one was, I remember this one, The In Crowd. I mean, and he's gone on to have all these crossovers and great hits. And so some great lineup at the Fox, the Alan Parsons Live Project, and then Ramsey Lewis. Purchase tickets by going to foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Visit Tucson's Mr. Dan Gibson. Speaking of earlier at the beginning of the program, I did a shout out to all of our guest hosts while I was away. And Dan, you did a very nice show. It would have been 3 weeks already, like 3 weeks ago, coming up tomorrow.
It's all blur.
Yeah, I think it was 3 weeks. Anyway, it was a special show about tourism, and I had a chance to hear the show. Did a nice job, my friend.
Well, I didn't burn the studio down.
No, that was thank really, goodness. Oh, my
there
goodness.
Wasn't, like, large gaps. I didn't have to, there wasn't, nobody had to use the sensor, the drop button. That was, I had limited goals, and I accomplished them.
You certainly did. Hey, had you heard about the Alan Parsons Project? That is cool.
Yeah, no, he hasn't done, like, a ton of live stuff either, which is kind of, I mean, he's a studio guy by his nature, and so it's sort of a rare thing to have him out, you know.
Yeah, and I didn't realize about the, you know, from the glory days of some of those Abbey Road London-based studio stuff, he was doing some sound engineering on some of the really early stuff at Abbey Road.
No, yeah, a huge deal. He's he had enough of a career just off of engineering Abbey Road, and I think he did Let It Be as well.
Yeah.
But then also, you know, had his own particular career of, you know, Eye in the Sky and they did iRobot, the album iRobot. There's a ton of really good stuff. Lots of hits.
A lot of hits.
It should be a really good show, I would imagine.
So that's a real good two for night, then Ramsey Lewis the next night. What else we got going in the arts world?
Well, you know, one of my favorite places in this town, Casa Libre, which is a hosts traveling writers, part of our extensive, writing community here in Tucson. They're, as most charitable causes need in this town, it can always use a little bit of extra help. They're doing a 500 sonnets marathon for Casa Libre. 500, which is a lot.
Yeah.
That's at Hotel Congress on Saturday, June 9th from 4 to 9 p.m. It is open to the public. You can get your friends and family could sponsor you, and you could read your own sonnet on the Hotel Congress stage. So they're trying to raise $5,000 for Casa Libre, which helps support the creativity and professional and novice writers. So that's, you know, you can write a sonnet, you can read a sonnet, you can sponsor something, you can volunteer. Plenty to do. Just go to CasaLibre.org. You can learn more about that. But, yeah, it's something worth checking out if you're into poetry.
Yeah. Might be a challenge for me to write a sonnet, but
I think you have it in you.
Yeah,
you have the
I
heart
must
of a poet,
have it. I did a little poetry back in the 60s, but then again, who didn't when you
We've all been there. You know,
in my particular generation, we did a little of this and a little of that, but that's for another story. What else we got going on?
Etherton Galleries, their summer show is opening up, and everything at Etherton is always great. They are doing From the Archive, Masters of 20th Century American Photography. It opens on Saturday, June 9th. With a reception at 7 p.m., which they'll be raising money for the Cushing Street Skate Park. So it's nice.
Oh, very nice.
Nice doubleheader there.
Yeah.
Work by Ansel Adams, Diane Arbus, Margaret Bourke White, Danny Lyon, Joel Peter Wicken. Also, how these two things are connected, I have no idea, but I'm into it. Also, skateboard artwork will be there by Andy Warhol, Shepard Fairey, and Ai Weiwei. So, lots of stuff happening at Etherton, and every time they do a show is incredible. I think you can't talk about what the work they do at Etherton enough, and so check out their the opening, or head on to the gallery sometime this summer.
Wow, Terry's going into the archives, and those archives are so impressive at Etherton.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you get to see a Diane Arbus.
Whoa.
It doesn't happen every day. It doesn't happen to me, at least. Maybe I run in the wrong circle.
There you go. What else is going on?
Contreras Gallery, one of my favorite galleries in town. This Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m., they are having the opening reception of their small works exhibit called the Little Big Art Show. All local artists. They do an incredible job of curating things over at Contreras, which is there. So you go check that out. Work from Rand Carlson, my former colleague at the Tucson Weekly, Ruben Moreno, Michael Wells, Nada Contreras. So all list goes on and on. 6 to 9 p.m., something worth checking out. That show, if you don't, if you can't see it on June 2nd, runs through July 28th. Plenty of time.
I got time for another one.
Sure. Did you know, perhaps you did not, that they have an art gallery in the mayor's office?
I did not know that. By the way, the mayor will be on my guest on Friday, so that's a good segue. But yeah. I didn't know they had an art gallery.
It's true. Tell him I said hello.
I will.
The Tucson Barrio Painters, they are plain art painters, which I learned from the plain art convention that was here a couple years ago. It means you're painting outdoors. You're taking it in yourself. It is, they are... their artwork reflecting the barrio, the soul of Tucson, is the title of the work. Local artists Peter Farrow, Denise Fenelton, Terry Gay, Ron Kenyon, a lot of people. But you can go check that out. That's starting tomorrow from 4:30 to 6 p.m. is the reception. But hey, you can head to the mayor's office and check it out most times during regular office hours.
Okay, before we let you go, we do begin now the 3-month, which traditionally has been called the slow tourism season, but that has changed, hasn't it, Dan Gibson?
You know, it's it usually does pretty well. We work on our focus towards the Phoenix market, obviously, in a similar way that Silver City sells itself as being a cooler destination
Yes.
We sell ourselves the cooler destination of Phoenix.
Correct.
But so we really work really hard on that. Also, cities like Los Angeles, other sort of warm weather cities, we still do really well in. And the deals are hard to beat. There's, a million things going on at different resorts and things like that. The Tucson 23 Festival coming up on Father's Day at Star Pass. So you work on creating more opportunities for people, but also just getting in front of people and saying, hey, if you need a break from Phoenix, and who doesn't?
Yeah.
Tucson, we're here for you.
And Caliente, I think it was last Thursday, had 100 things to do in Tucson in the summertime. So that was interesting.
Plenty.
Yeah. Anyway, Dan Gibson, very interesting, your show that you talked a little bit about film in Tucson. I did not know that some Spanish-speaking film productions are really looking at Tucson. I was surprised.
Yeah, it's a really good. I mean, the thing is they have their own market, obviously, and there's so much happening in that content space of Spanish language work, and we're happy to work with all of them. But we've had some success in that space, and we're continuing to pursue it. They don't seem so beholden to the film incentives as the Hollywood market. So you take the work where you can get it.
Thank you very much. Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson. Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you,
My
sir.
My pleasure.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, announcing the release of the new season schedule of concerts and events. That will be released on June 1st. I believe we have Craig Sumberg of the Fox next week talking about the whole lineup, and they've got a great lineup coming in. But you can visit foxtucson.com. They'll have the full details of the big season that will be coming up. In the meantime, the month of June brings the Milk Carton Kids to the Fox stage, said to be both expanding and challenging the rich folk tradition that preceded them. The Milk Carton Kids have been nominated for yet another Grammy Award. Sounds very interesting. They'll be performing Friday, 22nd June at the Fox. And again, to view the full Tucson Fox schedule, including Alan Parsons' live project Thursday, June 7th, contemporary jazz great Ramsey Lewis, Friday, June 8th, and the Milk Carton Kids, Friday, June 22nd. Visit foxtucson.com. Good to be back. I am Bill Buckmaster. We've got the Mike Shaw Show this afternoon. Then, of course, Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9. During the week here, we do 6 hours of local talk. So there's plenty of local talk represented on locally owned KVOI. On behalf of Ray Allen, again, Ray, thanks for all of your support. Appreciate it very much. I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.